Like About a Boy, when I did that, it was quite a liberating process not to write your inner thoughts, to try and address someone else's thing, someone else's story.
Damon Goff sings by the name Badly Drawn Boy, and while he has channeled characters on two movie soundtracks, his latest album is a return to the introspective songwriting that won him fans and awards. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston. Manchester native Damon Goff has been recording music as Badly Drawn Boy since the mid-90s. And when his full-length debut, The Hour of Bewilderbeast, earned the Mercury Prize back in 2000, it established him as another prominent musical act to come out of Manchester, England, along with The Smiths, Joy Division, and Doves. His latest album, It's What I'm Thinking Part 1, Photographing Snowflakes, is his seventh, and it brought Badly Drawn Boy to FUV, where he talked with Claudia Marshall about a certain New Jersey musician named Bruce and what's so special about Manchester.
Is it in the water? Is it an attitude? What goes on there in Northern England?
I think it's just because it's so miserable and wet and rainy. And I've lived in central Manchester for about 15 years now, and When I moved there, my career kind of took off. I met quite a few people, started my own record label. But I was a big fan of the Smiths in the 80s when I was a teenager. And just to be connected with that kind of thing, and bands like the Stone Roses, and before that, like The Fall and New Order, Joy Division, and just to be near to all that was quite inspiring. And when I moved to Chorlton, which is a suburb of Manchester, just met loads of people. It's kind of a supportive system in Manchester. Weird thing, when I first started doing a few gigs, there'd be people there, and Tony Wilson came to the gigs, you know, sadly passed away. Rob Gretton, who managed New Order, Joy Division, he'd be at the gigs. He passed away a few years ago as well. But they'd all be there, and they'd all be like, Tony Wilson called us when I started my label, Twisted Nerve, and he phoned me up and invited us to his office, sat there, chatted to us for an hour, and he was just saying he was really proud of us for doing something. So there's just an attitude that I think people, you know, and I know Andy Rourke, he lives in New York now. He was a Smiths bass player. He played with me for a few years. I know Johnny Marr. It's just weird because these were my heroes. And so there is something in Manchester. I can't really explain it. I think it's because it's a small place, but it's got a big city attitude.
Are you sure to be the one? Well, this must be the place. The sun in my eyes, I will sacrifice. Hold on with your arms. Ooh, 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 ooh. Sunrise. Moonshine, starlight, that's what I need this electric for.
I had a couple of years where I was struggling to go in the studio, and it wasn't writer's block. A few people have asked me if I had writer's block, but I don't think I've ever suffered from that. It's just sometimes you just don't like the ideas you're coming up with. I mentioned this to my old pal Bruce Springsteen. Sorry to name drop, but I met Bruce. I've met him quite a few times now, but I said to Bruce, what do you do when you... He said, how's things going? This is like 2 years ago. And he said, how's things going? I said, I'm just struggling to write anything I like. And he said, oh, don't worry, I've been through that. He said, when I did Born in the USA, I hated everything. I hated all the songs. I wasn't in a good place. But it ended up being the album that changed my career. So he said, just ride with it, you know. So it's kind of like that. And so with this album, I think making it, I felt freer. I felt like a liberating feeling of like, well, I need to do this. If I don't do it, what am I here for?
I've been dreaming of the things I learned about a boy who's bleeding. Celebrate to elevate. The joy is not the same without the pain. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Badly Drawn Boy with Something to Talk About. His latest release is called It's What I'm Thinking, Part 1, Photographing Snowflakes. Today's producer for Take 5 was Andrew Hirschman. Hear the whole Badly Drawn Boys session in our archives at WFUV.org.